Hafid pushed aside the half-eaten loaf of bread and considered his unhappy fate. Tomorrow would be his fourth day in Bethlehem, and the single red robe that he had carried so confidently away from the caravan was still in the pack on the back of his animal, now tethered to a stake in the cave behind the inn. He heard not the noise that surrounded him in the overcrowded dining hall as he scowled at his unfinished meal. Doubts that have assailed every Salah since the beginning of time passed through his mind. Why will the people not listen to my story? How does one command their attention? Why do they close their door before I have said five words? Why do they lose interest in my talk and walk away? Is everyone poor in this town? What can I say when they tell me they like the robe but cannot afford it? Why do so many tell me to return at a later date? How do others sell when I cannot? What is this fear that seizes me when I approach a closed door? And how can I overcome it? Is my price not in line with the other sellers? He shook his head in disgust at his failure. Perhaps this was not the life for him. Perhaps he should remain a camel boy and continue earning only coppers for each day's labor. As a seller of goods, he would indeed be fortunate if he returned to the caravan with any profit at all. What had Patros called him? A young soldier? He wished momentarily that he were back with his animals. Then his thoughts turned to Leisha and to her stern father, Calnay, and the doubts quickly left his mind. Tonight he would again sleep in the hills to conserve his funds, and tomorrow he would sell the robe.